With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that explores the rich repertoire of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. Today's program will focus on music for the Feast of Transfiguration, celebrated in many traditions on the last Sunday before the beginning of the season of Lent. We'll listen to thrilling choral and organ music to celebrate the day, works by Orlando Gibbons, William Mathias, Jonathan Dove, and others. We'll begin with brilliant organ music by Johann Sebastian Bach, a piece that doesn't fit neatly into any particular category of Bach's output, and one that demonstrates his intimate familiarity with the music of the French Baroque composers, especially Nicolas de Grigny. Bach's Fantasia in G major, also known as the Pièce d'Orgue, is performed by Craig Kramer on the Paul Fritz organ on the campus of the University of Notre Dame. Craig Kramer played the Pièce d'Orgue by Johann Sebastian Bach on the Fritz organ in the DeBartolo Performing Arts Center at the University of Notre Dame. We continue with a hymn that is perfect for the Feast of Transfiguration, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise. The text is by Walter Chalmers Smith, based on verses from 1 Timothy, and the tune, St. Denio, by John Roberts. The choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, is led by John Scott. The hymn, Immortal, Invisible, God Only Wise, was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed, and Christopher Dernley played the organ. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A text by contemporary hymn writer Brian Wren provides the words for a splendid anthem by Frank Bowles, describing the events on the mountaintop, which we refer to as the Transfiguration. Christ Upon the Mountain Peak was commissioned for the 1995 Mississippi Church Music Conference and is performed by the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis. Frank Bowles conducts. Frank Bowles led the choir of St. Paul's Episcopal Church, Indianapolis, in his own composition, Christ Upon the Mountain Peak. Edie Johnson played the organ. Music of Orlando Gibbons is next, as we hear the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford, sing his anthem, Almighty and Everlasting God. Gibbons was born in Oxford in 1583, but spent most of his early years in Cambridge as a chorister at King's College. He later became a gentleman of the Chapel Royal from 1605 until his untimely death in 1625. This anthem is beautifully simple in its harmony and is among the most understated of Gibbons' anthems. Bill Ives leads the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford. Orlando Gibbons' anthem, Almighty and Everlasting God, was sung by the choir of Magdalen College, Oxford. Bill Ives directed. Among the most extroverted anthems of Welsh composer William Matthias is one that he wrote on a commission for the royal wedding of Prince Charles and Lady Diana Spencer in 1981. It's based on Psalm 67, and while the music is extremely well-crafted, it also has immediate appeal. We'll hear the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London, the choir that sang its first performance at that royal wedding. John Scott conducts and Andrew Lucas plays the organ. Let the people praise thee, O God.
Oh, yes, the nation joins and we pray.
Let the People Praise Thee, O God, by William Matthias, was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott conducted. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The hymn tune Abbot's Lee was written by Cyril Taylor in early 1941 while he worked in religious broadcasting for the BBC. The BBC had been evacuated to Bristol since the beginning of the war. John Newton's hymn Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken had, until that time, been sung to the tune Austria, which understandably had unfortunate militaristic associations at the time. Abbot's Lee was composed in 1941 as an alternate tune and has a very different effect. The tune has found wide acceptance ever since for that text as well as several other more recent hymn texts. The Wells Cathedral Choir sings, directed by Malcolm Archer. Malcolm Archer led the choir of Wells Cathedral in the hymn Glorious Things of Thee Are Spoken to the tune Abbot's Lee. Rupert Goff played the organ. The Missa Brevis by contemporary English composer Jonathan Dove is next. Though it's not specific to the Feast of the Transfiguration, the music, to me, exudes some of the drama and radiance of the day. It's a striking setting for its brilliance and originality, composed in 2009 for the Cathedral Organist Association conference held at Wells Cathedral. It was premiered by the choir there and was greeted with instant acceptance and praise. The commission stipulated several criteria for the composer, including that the music should be challenging but within the reach of a good church choir, that it should be interesting but accessible, that its proportions be economical, and that it be in Latin accompanied by organ. Dove seems to have captured all of these qualities and more in this piece. We'll hear it marvelously sung by the choir of Wells Cathedral, with Matthew Owens conducting. As its name implies, it's a short setting of the Mass with four movements, including Kyrie, Gloria, Sanctus and Benedictus, and Agnus Dei. Music of Jonathan Dove on With Heart and Voice.
Grazie a Sancibus Tibi, Frate Magna, gloria Tua,
Matthew Owens led the Wells Cathedral Choir in Jonathan Dove's Missa Brevis. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Next, we'll listen to a multi-movement organ improvisation on the Transfiguration hymn Immortal Invisible, realized by the talented young organist Tom Trenny. In this piece, he's improvised a suite of variations on the Welsh tune St. Denio and named each movement with a key word. The seven sections are titled Immortal, Ancient of Days, Unresting, Unhasting, God Only Wise, Light Inaccessible, and finally, Invisible. The art of improvisation is somewhat of a mystery to many. Though it's always spontaneous, it's also what some have called composition in the moment, implying the importance of having a plan and structure in mind. Tom Trenny illustrates this beautifully in this suite. He plays the Patrick Murphy organ at St. Mark's Lutheran Church in Baltimore. Organist Tom Trenny improvised a suite of variations on the hymn Immortal Invisible. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to mark the Feast of Transfiguration. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and uplifting. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter. Follow at @WHeartAndVoice for previews, pictures, and updates. And if you'd like to write to us, we'd love to hear from you. You can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher. And I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.